This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. During a meeting on Saturday with priests, religious and seminarians in the Georgian capital Tbilisi, Pope Francis warned that nowadays there's a global war to destroy marriage, saying the great enemy of marriage in contemporary society is gender theory. In his wide-ranging off-the-cuff address to priests, religious and seminarians in Tbilisi's Church of the Assumption, Pope Francis spoke about being strong in our faith, the threats facing the institution of marriage, and warned about the dangers of proselytizing with our Orthodox brothers. Picking up on the testimony offered by a group of Catholics, the Pope stressed the importance of being strong in our faith and passing it on to the next generation, noting that in many cases it's the grandparents who perform the valuable task of helping to transmit the faith to the young. Turning next to the issue of marriage and the threats against it mentioned by one of the speakers, Pope Francis said that nowadays there's a global war to destroy marriage, saying the great enemy of marriage is gender theory.
Oggi c'è una guerra mondiale per distruggere il matrimonio.
This war, he explained, is not being waged with weapons, but with ideas, and described them as ideological colonizations. He warned his listeners against them and said, if a married couple is arguing and facing problems in their marriage, they must make peace before the end of the day. Don't forget, said the Pope, that there are three golden expressions that can help keep a marriage afloat. These are, may I, thank you, and sorry. The question of ecumenism and the problems it can pose was another issue discussed by the Pope that had been mentioned earlier by one of the speakers. Pope Francis told his listeners never to argue with their Orthodox friends or neighbours, and especially warned Catholics not to try to convert them.
Mai si deve fare proselitismo con gli ortodossi.
He described proselytism as a big sin against ecumenism and encouraged his audience to be on friendly terms with Orthodox believers, to perform works of charity together, and never to condemn them or refuse to speak to them on account of who they are. Pope Francis concluded his address by touching on the dangers of worldliness, reminding that Jesus had spoken out strongly against this ever-present danger facing believers. May the Lord free us from worldliness, he said, and keep us strong in the faith that we received from our mothers and grandmothers. I'm Susie Hodges.